fair to say for everybody involved in terms of the students, those, the colleges that run the courses and indeed the host communities, that it is disappointing that for the second year in a row, we won't be able to, in the Gaeltacht, invite in people to learn our native language. But that being said, look, it is understandable. We still have severe restrictions available, and people coming into the community during the period of the summer is probably a risk too far, and there are concerns there, and there have been concerns expressed. So we have been looking for clarity. We have clarity on one part of it, which is that the college courses will not be going ahead in the summer. What we now need is the second part of the clarity in terms of the supports for income that will now drop as a result of this, because, you know, this is part of the annual budget cycle of these host families, the Moretti, who depend on this money and depend on it every year for many, many years, where they open up their homes, their houses, the disruption to their family to invite students in to learn their native language. So the drop in income now needs to be replaced by the department, and it's unfortunate that they haven't made that decision today, that the levels of support that will be there, but that needs to come, and it needs to come swiftly, and it also needs to be coupled with support for the colleges themselves, because we need to make sure that they are in a position to respond as soon as possible when it is so, to take students back into the Gaeltacht area, whether that is later this year or early next year, then so be it for Easter courses. And also, there are many community groups which rent out their premises to these colleges, which will see a drop in income now, because that income won't be coming in over the summer period. And again, that needs to be addressed by the department, and I hope that certainty and clarity will come within days.
And it's important too that while these courses have been cancelled for a second year in a row, momentum isn't lost with the popularity of these courses, and that something is done to revive it for next year, hopefully in line with guidelines.
Yeah, I think that, you know, like, no matter what way we look at this here, you know, there's an issue here which I've addressed in terms of the supports for the Moretti and the community groups and the colleges, but there's also a wider issue that this is about teaching the Irish language to our young people. This is about where many of them fall in love with the language, where they fall in love with the Gaeltacht, and we know the lasting impression that it can have. It also has a huge impact in terms of tourism for the Gaeltacht region in the future. So, you know, we'd want to see that as soon as it is safe to have Gaeltacht courses, that we don't just go back to the normal, that we actually try and incentivize more people to be coming to the Gaeltacht, whether that is now in 2022 through additional supports or bursaries for students, because it can be very expensive on families to actually send their child to the Gaeltacht courses. So we need to see the government recognise that there has been two lost years here, and hopefully that next year will be a bumper year for students coming to learn the language, for Moretti, for the colleges, and for the community, that gets a boost out of this. And these are very isolated rural communities that haven't seen the boost that other sectors of the country have seen. So this is really important that it happens, and that the government recognises that this has a wider impact on the local economy.